So the Halakha Mishnah Vayta Masechtas Saita Perik Tes Mishnah Yod Gimel Rabbi Shimon Ben Elazar Omer. Rabbi Shimon Elazar says, Hatahara Notla Es Hatam Vesareach. When we lost the Madregas of Tahara, you know what else we lost? The Tam, the taste, and the special aroma or the fragrance of the Peiros. When the Yidden were Tar and they were Isaac and Tahara, Kadosh Baruch Hu was Metayer the Peiros from any bad taste or bad reyach. Vaitrezak the Mishnah HaMaisrois. When we didn't separate Maisrois, from that point and on, Natlu as Shoymen Hadagan. So again, the Mefarshim explained the nutrition of the grain was taken. The Pasuk says in Parshas Koirach, Kapitel Yodches, Pasuk Yodbeis, Koil Chelev Yitzhar, all the best of your oil. V'chol Chelev Tirosh V'dagan, and the best of your wine and grain. Reishisa, there first, Asha Yitnu L'Hashem L'chonesat. This refers to the Truma that's separated and given to the Kayhani. So when they stopped separating Truma Simaisras, they were punished Mida Keneged Mida, that they're Chelev Hadagan. They lost the geshmak of their grain. You see, sometimes people think that they're smart. Oh, if I'm not going to give Truma Simaisras, if I won't do the mitzvah, I'll enjoy life more. It's just the opposite. When we had the proper amunah, they saw b'chush. They saw the facts on the ground. The more they gave away for Torah and mitzvahs, the more geshmak there is, not only in the ruchnius, but in the gashmius of life. But the gashmius was raised. There was a special taste that motivated you, that gave you cheshek to learn more, to daven more, to be a happier person. And again, this is all what we are mispowel for. We beg HaKadosh Baruch Hu to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash.